It's Thursday, May 20th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. It's a great headline. Is your job killing you? Emerging security standards based on the increased issues, and changing perspectives on privacy. This is the Business of Tech. It's a great headline. Is your job killing you? The World Health Organization and the International Labor Organization have released a first-of-its-kind study which found that 745,000 people died in 2016 due to long working hours, a 29% increase on the year 2000. Working 55 hours a week or more is associated with a 35% higher risk of a stroke and a 17% higher risk of dying from heart disease. The burden of work-related disease is most prevalent in men, with 72% of deaths occurring among males. According to the WHO, most of the deaths occurred among people who passed away aged between 60 and 79 who worked 55 hours per week or more while aged between 45 and 74. 56% of companies are expecting to shift more of their roles to contingent, project, or contract work as a result of the pandemic, according to a new report released by Randstad Sourceright. Prior to the pandemic, only 28% of contingent workers at companies surveyed worked remotely, but after the outbreak, that number rose to 44% in the fourth quarter of 2020. And here's where it all gets really interesting. Oracle surveyed 2,000 Americans this week, and, quote, the majority of respondents said the COVID-19 crisis changed their personalities. They said they felt smarter, more empathetic, more conscientious, and more open to new experiences than they did back in the old days of 2019, according to the survey, end quote. It's not a peer-reviewed study, but it can be considered a decent snapshot. Nearly 90% of respondents in the survey said they saw a change in at least one of the OCEAN personality traits because of COVID-19. These traits, known to psychologists as the Big Five, are openness, creative and novelty-seeking, conscientiousness, detail-oriented and structure-loving, extroversion, social and chatty, agreeableness, empathetic and cooperative, and neuroticism, prone to worry. And Bill Gurley, VC investor, then tweeted this opinion, quote, we're going to see a lot of experiments with structure, all remote, hybrid, and the oddly contrarian all in person. If a company declares, I support all forms, I predict indecision will be the one that fails. Figure out where you're going and head there. So why do we care? Bill said a tweet version of my Ask Why editorial. I could not agree more. And it's why I keep poring over this data and perspective. Pick a direction, any direction. There's a change going on in the way people work. Savvy business owners and managers are going to spend time making intentional choices, and they're the ones who will win. Any choice. Those who let it happen to them will be the laggards who don't see the real benefits. Cyber.org announced the opening of the public comment period for the most recent version of the K-12 cybersecurity learning standards that have been underway since September 2020. The public comment period opens on May 17th and closes on June 4th. The feedback will be incorporated into the final version of the standards, which Cyber.org plans to release publicly at the start of the 2021-2022 school year, with voluntary adoption likely to begin in states the following year. We may need those standards. The FBI is reporting that cybercrime complaints have doubled in the last 14 months. This out of the Internet Crime Complaint Center between March 2020 and May 2021. It's a profitable business too, and Sentry reports that six gangs alone have made $45 million across 290 victims. Updating on the Irish Health Service breach, the Financial Times is reporting that some of the data has started to leak after the Irish government refused to pay. And that QNAP issue from earlier this week? The group responsible has shut down, having made $350,000 in a month. Finally, updating on Colonial Pipeline. They had trouble with some of their shipping systems on Tuesday as they recovered from the ransomware attack. are still hiring a security expert in a job opening that predates the breach. They did pay the ransomware, and the U.S. government denies they were the ones that disrupted the DarkSide group. So why do we care? It's the new call for standards that I'm interested in. The cyber.org example is a small industry-specific one. The Biden administration executive order includes directives to NIST for a much broader sense of guideline. Again, savvy providers are rethinking their strategies around security. Be one of those leaders. Most people in the United States don't want their digital data used to control the spread of COVID-19, a new study found. More than half of the people in the study remained wary of sharing their data in different scenarios, including a smart thermometer company sharing information with public health officials, or using the Google and Apple exposure notification app to track infections. That's in alignment with a new bill from senior senators reintroducing the Social Media Privacy Protection and Consumer Rights Act. This would force sites to grant users greater control over their data and opt out of data collection and tracking. So why do we care? Today seems to be all about opportunities. This one, just more evidence that there's a space for IT services providers to consult about how companies use and manage data. Not how they back it up, but audits of what's collected, why it's collected, and making privacy and data management a feature, not an expense. There's plenty of evidence that it's wanted, so savvy operators will take advantage of it. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and a company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/mspradio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. A little long today, but I wanted to cover all three. Talk to you again tomorrow.